G'day, this is Nerky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time yet again in my third response to the My Rights versus Your Rights pod thread at the Conspiracy Feed. My last podcast was a response to all the other podcasts in the thread that I've listened to so far. This one's just bringing up some of my own stuff and contributing a bit of my own ideas to the pod thread. I've got an example that I thought of while listening to the other podcasts. On January the 26th, we've got what's called Australia Day. Basically, a response to it is that the Aborigines and their sympathisers get extremely offended by it, because Australia Day celebrates the destruction of the Aborigines' homeland and the invasion of the land by white settlers. Throughout Australian history, we've had two different views of the Aboriginal homeland destruction, or the colonization of the New World. One half is that they accept that we destroyed the living crap out of the Aboriginals' land, and that they're very apologetic. And the other one is the stance that we currently have, or the stance that our current so-called leader, John Howard, the Liberal, which is different to the American Liberal style, it's the stance that he has, which is the ignorance and non-acceptance of the destruction of the Aborigines' homeland. I say that's mostly because they're gimps of the Crown and that they can't see beyond their own control systems and look into some of the minorities' opinions. That leads to political incorrectness if you ignore minorities. And the next thing I'd like to quickly bring up is that no one's brought up the topic of the swearing in of a new president on the Bible to God in America. So much for there not being a Christian conspiracy takeover of the American government. Have we ever seen a non-Christian president swear in and refuse to swear into the Bible and to God and country? I don't think so. Non-Christian takeover of American government? I highly doubt that. And now, Nerky brings you a conspiracy behind political correctness and the warping of truth. Dun, dun, dun. In my opinion, political correctness is there to divide and conquer the people of the world. Instead of us thinking in an altruistic method and proclaiming unity in our differences, political correctness is forcing us to ignore differences and blanket everybody else as being the same. It is oppression of freedom of speech and control of the mind. George Orwell would be rolling his grave. Newspeak is taking over our language. The thought police are controlling everything that we try to say in public. It is becoming ridiculous. However, the conspiracy behind it is that maybe the response to the thought police and the response and reaction and the solution to this is the conspiracy. If political correctness forces us to treat certain minorities differently without accepting them as the same as us, it's entirely possible that the frustration and anger that people will eventually do, as Mr. Whoopi and How Much Is the Doggy mentioned in their podcast, if the repercussions after political correctness has taken over our language and forced us into stupidity, once these repercussions happen, there will be a Nazi-like smackdown on anybody who tries to say anything. For example, the KKK were the response to the allowance of black people freedoms and supposed future equality in America. We might see this happen again in response to the new political correctness and a future fascist crackdown on freedom of speech in response to the reaction to political correctness. Basically, if we're all forced to control what we say and we get very pissed off about it, we retaliate, don't we? Government is there to stop us retaliating. If we retaliate too much, they keep oppressing us. We retaliate more, they oppress us a little bit more. Eventually, it escalates. As the political correctness comes into law more often, we retaliate to that on a higher level. Eventually, the inevitable result is a fascist crackdown on rights. And a global fascist dictatorship run by a police state. Now, that's all good and everything, but what we really need to do now, after all these podcasts talking about political correctness and being offended, is try to come up with solutions to it so that we don't see a fascist crackdown. Because the Illuminati frequently use the formula of problem, reaction, solution. What we need to do is break the chain, ignore their solution, and come up with our own one. We need to think about social engineering methods to come up with a plan for a solution. Unfortunately, the political correctness and the thought police cannot just be ignored. Because ignoring a problem does not make it go away. With this problem, if you ignore it, the other people that you end up ignoring will become even more frustrated. And their problems will escalate and form their own part of the problem-reaction-solution formula. Now, the problem-reaction-solution formula is where the Illuminati, they know the solution and what they want in the end. So they design a false problem, i.e. Al-Qaeda. The reaction is, oh look, we're being attacked. Please protect America, George Bush. The solution, George Bush brings in heaps of fascist regime control states. Problem, reaction, solution. The solution and the inevitable end result view of the Illuminati in relation to political correctness is a microchip thought-controlled population. The problem is that we think freely and that we're allowed to say and do whatever we want. The reaction to it... No, actually, the problem is that people don't like that we have freedoms because it offends them. The reaction to people not liking that we have freedoms is political correctness and thought control, which brings about the solution. If we respond to the reaction to political correctness and escalate the problem, that just brings in a whole new problem-reaction-solution level of the formula. It doesn't bring about an inevitable solution. It's like a never-ending loop of self-describing rhetoric. It just goes on and on. It's like someone saying, this is a sentence that never ends and never ends and never ends and never ends. In ending, you've falsified the sentence. It's the same with the political correctness reaction solution problem or formula. There's always going to be a response to denial of freedoms, and there's always going to be people offended by people exerting their freedoms. My suggestion for a solution is to allow people their freedoms. But in doing so, we need to teach people how to not become offended. This is not ignorant and saying that we should get everyone to go around calling each other names and treating each other like crap. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if we raise our thresholds for things that offend us, we won't feel stressed out. We won't get so offended by them because it's just water off your back. It's nothing. It means nothing to you. Like when people call me weird and a freak and an atheist, it's like, whatever, I'm not offended. If you want to say that, you're free to say that. And I'm free to call you a dickhead in response. That's my freedom. In my rights versus your rights, we should all be able to exert our own freedom and use our own right to choice. We have the choice to increase our threshold for things that offend us so that we don't feel so offended by things that would offend us. It's plain and simple. Unfortunately, I don't have the answer to how to do this. So it'd be great if we could get some psychiatrists or psychologists in here to give some suggestions on how to increase our offence thresholds. Well, this is Nurki signing out from another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. Infinite Durable Consciousness.